I'm Janice Michelle, and this is Keep It Light, Love. On this week's episode of Keep It Light, Love, I discuss the new album by The Fever 333, Dancing to Migos and Drake, unsuccessful attempts at yoga with a toddler, Eartha Kitt and why we should not compromise, twerking, puppies, aka little fluffy wiggle friends, my ARC planner notebook, and little free libraries, also known as the take a book, leave a book. Want to let you know, or I guess remind you, that it is May, which means it is my birthday month. So if you are so inclined to want to wish me a happy birthday, you can leave a message on the Anchor app. You can come on over to the Facebook page, Keep It Light Love, and wish me a happy birthday. You can do so via Instagram, or you can just, you know, send positive thoughts and love and all that into the universe for your girl for her 31st birthday. 31st? Am I 31? Turning 31? Yes, 31. Also, just wanted to let you know, I am broadcasting from the Union Street Starbucks. I'm actually not. I was in the Starbucks, but it was too loud. So I am broadcasting from next to the Starbucks, where there is a shop and go, a tattoo parlor, a nail shop, and a beauty supply salon. So, yeah, I don't know why, but I thought you should know that this week. Tell Me Something Good Tuesdays invites the Keep It Light Love community to share a good thing that's happened recently. Last week, Angela shared that she joined several committees at church, one of them being the Greeter Committee. Angela shared, quote, "I was told with my beautiful smile and pleasant personality, I would be great." I agree. Way to go, Mom. Deborah and her siblings had their first Just Because Siblings get-together. Deborah shared, quote, "A couple were not in attendance, but we had a lot of much needed laughter together." That sounds awesome, Mama Deborah. Thank you for sharing. Lastly, Franco was expecting 6 students to practice for an upcoming Special Olympics event, and 35 students showed up. Franco shared that, quote, "Everyone had fun and got a little more prepared for their event." Way to go, Franco. Good job organizing and taking care of those 35 students. Tell Me Something Good Tuesdays is posted every Tuesday on the Keep It Light Love page. Visit facebook.com/keepitlightlove to share your something good. What I'm really liking this week is an album by a band called The Fever 333. The album is called Made an American. And The Fever 333 is a band out of Inglewood, California, that's made up of 3 musicians who were in previous bands, and they are now all together as this super band. Their style of music has been described as hardcore punk or metalcore, which basically means they are a screamer band. So it's loud, punk rocky type music, and the lead singer is a screamer. When I first heard the album, or when I first heard one of the songs, I liked it, but I was hesitant because of the screaming, and it's not like I could really listen to it in the car with my son. And I also feel like, you know, I don't know, like I shouldn't be into the screamer music. Like, I can barely even understand what you're saying. But the thing that I love about this band and that I love about this album is that it's very political. And the 3 guys that make up the band are, they have a different racial profile. I think the lead guy is biracial. There's a black guy. I'm not sure the other guy's background. But it's a diverse band, and their music touches on police brutality and just different things that we are facing in our society. And so I really like that. I think I shared it with my nephew, and he said, like, it was like the perfect mixture of controversy, he said, I believe. So they have this one song called We're Coming In. And the chorus, basically, he's just yelling, like, "We're coming in, motherfucker," and, like, it gets me so amped with, like, the guitar and with the drums. Like, the music gets you amped, and then the screaming kind of gets you amped, and it's like, fuck yeah, we're coming in. Like, fuck everything that you're saying about us and the things that aren't true and all these stereotypes and just everything that's going on in the world, trying to bring down people of color, trying to bring down women, trying to bring down immigrants, like everything that certain people in our society are trying to do. Like, fuck that shit. Like, you're trying to keep us out. Like, fuck that. We're coming in. So I love that song, if you can't tell by my excitement. They have another song, The Hunting Season, where it says, "No, you can't keep us under your thumb," and they just say that like over and over, and it kind of builds up. The lead guy, I really like his style. He's very high energy, jumping all over the place and screaming and shit. I'm here for it. I just love this album. And so there are a couple of songs on the album. It's not a super big long album, which I love. And they have this 333 movement, which I'm going to be honest, I haven't read as much about it as I want to, about the symbolism of the 333. But the album is available on their website for $3.33. And like, you can't beat that. So of course I paid and downloaded it. But yeah, I'm loving this album. I'm loving the screaming. I love that after a long day when I'm driving to Target in my little usually quiet neighborhood, I am blasting this music. "We're coming in, motherfucker." Like, the shit gets me hype. So yeah, that's what I am really loving this week. I am liking this album a lot. For this week's toolbox, I'm pulling out yoga, stretching, and dancing. Basically, physical movement of the body. I spend a lot of time laying in bed with my son. When he goes to nap, I lay down next to him and he nurses. We spend time sitting, and like, I move around, but not as much as I would like to, not as much as I'm used to. And I haven't really had time to get into a full yoga practice, which is why I mentioned stretching, because what if I'm not able to like pull up my app or do a good 5 or 6 sun salutations, then at least I can take an opportunity to just stretch. And so I've been working on the tree pose, which was it tree pose or triangle pose? Maybe it's triangle pose, but basically you put your legs out like a wide triangle and you put your arms straight out to your side, and then you lean to one side and then you lean to the other side. And I do that, I did that stretch a day last week, and I felt it all in my side. Like, it hurt and it felt tight, and I was like, oh wow, like I didn't even know that I was tight there. And so I've been working on that stretch. And one thing I love is that I'll say to my son, like, "You want to go do yoga?" And he'll go and kind of like squat down on the ground and just put his head down, and like, to him, that's yoga. It's like kind of like child's pose. And I guess that's where that pose kind of comes from, this like restorative pose of being kind of like in fetal position, resting your head on the mat. Like, he does that to him, like that's yoga. And also him climbing on my back when I'm trying to do plank and stuff like that, that's yoga to him. Yoga means, okay, let's climb on mama. But I'm really trying to incorporate more yoga and more stretching, just to loosen up my body. And a easy way for me to loosen up my body, besides doing yoga and doing stretching, is just dancing. I am not as fit as I used to be, and that's okay. I'm getting there. I'm getting my strength back. I'm getting my stamina back. So I can bust out in like a good twerk for a little bit of time, or I can like hit some choreography for a little bit, and then I am winded. But let me tell you, when I'm busting out in that twerk, I am getting it. So like, if a song comes on, some Migos is on, if some Drake is on, my kid loves Drake for some reason, like if something with a, I was gonna say with a good beat, but if something with a beat basically comes on, I am busting out some dance moves and I'm getting down. And so for me, it's super important, like I said, to get some type of movement, to get my heartbeat going, to get my body all stretched out and loose. It helps with preparing to go to bed, stretching right before I go to bed. It helps with waking up in the morning, dancing. There's been some Saturday mornings where I had to wake up early. And y'all, I don't like waking up early. Like, I don't like an alarm clock waking me up. I like the spirit of the ancestors to say, awaken my child at like 9:30. And then I lay there for 15 minutes. That's what I like. So when I have to get up early, I have to put on some music and get me amped up. And if you listen to I like it a lot, the Fever 333 that I mentioned, their music is super upbeat. So when I've been having to get up very early, I put on one of their songs, because like if someone's screaming at you, you kind of have to wake up a little bit. And so speaking of that, my son's got a doctor's appointment early tomorrow, so I'll be listening to some screamer music to wake me the fuck up at 8 o'clock in the morning, which I'm not complaining, because I know 8 o'clock is not, it's not early. I just don't want to be up at that time. And that's just me, and I'm okay with that. So yes, that is what I'm pulling out for this week: yoga, stretching, and getting my dance on. Speaking of Drake, this week's Lyrically Speaking comes from his song, Nice for What. So he has a quote in the song that says, "That's a real one in your reflection, without a follow, without a mention." Y'all know what he says after that. Then he gets to the "you gotta be nice for what" part of the song. I love this song. Let me say that. I go back and forth about my feelings about Drake, but I love this song. I love the beat of the song. And I love the message of, like, you are a boss bitch, basically. You are a boss. You don't need anybody to tell you that. You don't need anybody to comment. Going back to episode one, I talked about Demi Lovato's song, Tell Me You Love Me, and the quote, "You ain't nobody till you got somebody." Like, this song is saying, like, you are somebody, like, all by yourself. You go ahead, you bad bitch, you. And so, again, like, I love this song. I love the message. I love any song that has a message that empowers women to embrace and love ourselves the way that we are. And so the line that's a real one in your reflection is super deep for me, because it's easy to look into the mirror and see all of the negative things, right? It's easy to look in the mirror and see what I'd like to change about myself or what I wish was different. One day I was standing in front of the mirror and I was like, oh, my arms are so skinny. Like, my arms just look so skinny to me. And then some days I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, my boobs look really good. You go, girl. And then some days I'll look in the mirror like, oh, I look so tired. Some days I look in the mirror, I'm like, you look so gorgeous. And like, this all can happen in one day. But that doesn't matter. Like, it does matter, because these thoughts and these feelings are real. But like, there is no perfection, right? Like, this is my body. This is who I am. This is the person that I am right now, you know? And that's okay. And so the goal is to be comfortable with who I am and what I'm doing in my life without needing someone else's approval, basically, is what this song is saying. Like, it says you gotta be nice for what to these people. We'll say people. Gotta be nice for what to these people. Like, I don't have to be nice. I don't have to make myself small. I don't have to diminish the space that I take up. I don't have to not share my opinion or not share my thoughts. I don't have to present myself in a way to make other people comfortable. Eartha Kitt said in an interview, like, compromise for what? Like, compromise for what? They asked her in this interview, if a man comes into your life and, you know, he wants to be with you, like, will you compromise? Is it compromise for what? Like, what do I compromise? I am who I am, and this is how I am. And if somebody wants to be with me and be a part of my life, cool. Like, if you don't, like, oh, well, like, compromise for what? Be nice for what? Change myself for what? And so I think as a woman, as a Black woman, we are receiving so many messages that we have to fit a certain way and fit a certain mold to exist and to be taken seriously in a corporate setting, to be worthy of love, to be deserving of affection, of companionship, be that romantic or friendship or even just being respected in general. I know myself, I grew up, you know, I have to get good grades, which I should, you know, but like you got to get good grades and you have to be polite and you have to speak a certain way. And then that's where code switching comes in, where it's like if I'm in one setting, then I can speak very proper and I can make my voice sound a certain way so that it's more acceptable to people and less threatening. But like if I'm chilling with my homies, you know, like I'm going to talk a certain way. I'm going to say certain things, you know what I'm saying? And so, yes, like, you know, I would not have a meeting with, you know, a dignitary and be like, what up, yo? Like, I would not do that. That's just not what it is. But at the same time, I also should not feel insecure or should not feel less than for not presenting a certain way, for not fitting into a certain mold. Like, we are all different. We're all unique. Some of us are more eccentric. Some of us are more analytical. Some of us are more creative. Some of us are all that in a bag of chips. And, you know, some salsa on the side. I would say guacamole, but I'm allergic. So, you know, all that bag of chips, salsa on the side, like get your Chipotle on, you know what I'm saying? And so like, but yeah, like the goal is to be comfortable with who I am as a person, as a woman, as a black woman, as a black person, as a mother, as a writer, as a wife, as a daughter, as, you know, as all these things, to be comfortable with who I am without needing that validation from anyone. And that's tough because we're humans and we want to connect and we want validation. We want to feel like we belong. We want to be acknowledged. But at the end of the day, all I have is myself. You know, my friend Vogue said, that's like a recurring phrase for this podcast. My friend Vogue said, I'm losing my train of thought. What was I saying? I was talking about needing validation and, wanting to belong. I have completely lost my train of thought. Vogue said something. I don't remember what you said, Vogue, but it was important. And hopefully I remember, but basically to wrap this up, it's like, yeah, like when you, oh, I remember what it was. Boom, there it is. Vogue said that like, you're the only person that has lived your experiences or something to that effect of like, I can share with people what I'm thinking. I can share with people what I'm feeling. I can share what I've been through, but the only person that knows exactly what I'm talking about is me. The only person that has lived my life is me. And so I am the only person that matters. Like, we all matter. Don't get me wrong. We all matter. I love my husband. I love my son. I love my friends. I love my family. I love a lot of people. I love a lot of things. But we have to take care of ourselves first, I guess is what I'm saying when I say like we are the ones, like the only person that matters is me. Like if I'm not taking care of myself and I'm not loving myself and I'm not empowering myself, like I can't do that for others. If I'm not leading by example, like how can I want you to thrive if I'm not thriving, right? So yeah, so like be nice for what? Like for what? Like it's just like compromise, yes. Like maybe we don't need to buy the thing that I want to buy. Maybe we need to save. Maybe we don't need to do the things that I want to do. Maybe we don't need to get, you know, two kinds of toilet paper. We can decide on a toilet paper that works for all of us. You know what I'm saying? But compromising myself and my values and what I believe and my way of living, like, no, like for what? Like nice for what to you? For what? So yeah, so that's what the song makes me think about. Nutswappy twerking it out to some Drake. Because, like, nice for what? Like, I'm not gonna be nice. Like, insert the gif of Rihanna in that sparkly kind of sheer dress twerking. Like, that is me. Like, that, that is me. That describes me. Just beautiful and glistening and twerking. Like, that's what it is. So, yes, nice for what? For nothing. Compromise for what? Mama Eartha said, for what? So for not so random thoughts this week, I want to talk about going with the flow. There's been a couple of things that have seemingly come out of nowhere, but are all a part of how the universe works. For example, I was working on this podcast and I couldn't get my thoughts together. I kept trying to record and I just wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling what I was trying to record. And so I recorded a Not So Random Thoughts segment and got into the flow and said some things that were important and vulnerable. And I had some revelations as I was doing this whole recording, and I got to the end and it closed up beautifully, and it was amazing. And I was very happy that I'd gotten over the hump of trying to get into the flow. And I looked and I saw that I had not recorded not one word of what I said. I basically was just talking to myself. And it made me instantly sad because I felt like I fell back. Like, I felt like I was so close to getting something done for this podcast and getting some work done. And I couldn't get the time back that I spent talking to myself. And I also didn't have anything to add to the podcast. So it made me sad, and I posted about it, and people were very kind and saying that, you know, it was just meant for me. And I know that. I know that it was just meant for me, and the universe works in mysterious ways. And if I had recorded yesterday, I would have recorded things not feeling in the way that I like to feel when I'm recording. And also, I practically changed every segment of this podcast today. So anything that I would have recorded yesterday would not have been in the flow of what I did today. So that was just one example of kind of like just going with the flow and accepting things when they happen. Another example was I went last week to someone's home. If you're not familiar with Facebook Marketplace, it's a place where people local in your community post things, garage sales or like different items. And someone had a garage sale. They had some stuff left over, so I drove by their house to see what they had. And when I was leaving, there was a puppy that came up to me. Now, I'd seen this puppy when I first got there. It was across the street with what I assumed to be the mama dog. And this puppy just wiggled its little butt and crawled over the street to see me. And I'm like, hey, puppy. Hey, pup. What are you doing? You need to go home, little puppy. And it was just like in the street. Like, it's a puppy. It doesn't know that it's not supposed to be in the street. So I'm like holding what I got from the garage sale. And I had like two paintings and like some books, and I'm holding it. And I'm like ushering this little puppy back across the street. And the mama dog's looking at me like, what are you doing with my baby? And I'm like, well, I can't pick up this dog because it's not my dog. And I don't want the mama dog to get afraid. So I'm just like, come on, Bubba. Come on, Papa. And I'm like getting this puppy to go back across the street. And so we did. And the mama dog was like, like telling its people, like, some person's here with my baby. And so the owner ended up coming out. The garage had been opened a little bit, and so the owner came out, and I was like, hey, your puppy was across the street. And he's like, oh, thank you. And so I went back to leave, and then another dog came up to me, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Where these dogs keep coming from? So then this little fluffy dog comes rolling up to me, and so I, of course, am like, who do you belong to? And I'm talking to the dog like, where do you live? What's going on? Why are you here? So this time I have no idea where the dog lives. I have to put down the stuff that I'm carrying, and I'm walking in the direction that the dog came from, and I'm like, come on, let's go find your home. And so we're walking, and the dog gets to a house, and it goes up on the driveway and just sits down. And I was like, is this where you live? And the dog was just sitting there like, I'm sitting here, ain't I? And I'm like, okay. So then I go back and I get the stuff and I leave. But I'm like, you know, not saying that something would have happened to either of those dogs had I not shown up, but everything worked perfectly to get me there in that exact moment so that I could interact with these two dogs, which just made my little evening, because like puppies, like they're so sweet, and they're just like, they don't know, right? They see you and they're just like, hi person, you're new. And then they just, you know, they wiggle their little butts and they come up to you and they're just like, hey new friend. And it's just an amazing feeling. And I get it why puppies make people happy, because they're just like little fluffy wiggle friends. I love them, just little fluffy wiggle friends. And the last thing that kind of happened with going with the flow was that my son had an appointment yesterday with an allergist. As I've mentioned before, he's got allergies. He's got eczema. So we had to go just talk to his doctor and his doctor wanted to check up on him, basically. And so my husband wasn't sure if he'd be able to go to the appointment. So I'd planned on just taking my son myself, but my husband got home early. So then he was able to go. And as we were leaving the appointment, we were like, oh, what should we do? Should we go here? Should we go there? So we ended up going to a local playground in town here. That's what local means, Janice. Come on. We end up going to a local playground and played for a bit. And then we said, like, hey, why don't we go over to Grocery Outlet? My hubby wanted to get a snack or check and see if they had like a snack he wanted. I wanted to go to Staples and get this hole punch for my ARC planner notebook that I love, by the way. We'll put a pin in that. I love the ARC planner notebook. That should have been my I like it a lot. I'll do that another time. But anyway, on the way from the playground, I'm driving and like I spot this little library. That's another thing that I love, is the little library. So if you're not familiar with the little libraries, it's basically you have some type of box type structure outside of a home, a school, a library, some space where it's like take a book, leave a book. So you can drop books off, you can take books, it's all free. It's all like community run. And so when we lived in Alameda, they were everywhere. And I love stumbling upon a little library because it's just like, oh my God, books. Like I love books, free books. I can look at books. Like I have so many books that I've gotten from little libraries that I will probably never read, but I'm like, ooh, books. And so one of the things that I want to do for my community is have a little library outside of our house. But I don't want to pay $200 to buy a little library. So we've been figuring out the best way to get one. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The point is, when I see little libraries, I freak the fuck out. And so we were driving and the route, however you would like to pronounce it, the way we were going, there was a little library and I spotted it and I was like, oh, little library. And so then I had to like hit a U-turn and park and hop out and check out the little library. And it was great because I got a book. It's like Meditation for Mothers. And I didn't even look at it, but I was like, I need to take this. I didn't even feel like it was for me, which it is for, I think it's for my friend Diana. I think I'm supposed to give it to her. So I'll do that. You guys help me remember to do that for Diana. There was like another book that I got, and then there were two children's books. And one of them was about baby animals, and when you push the button, it makes a sound. Like, it looks like it's brand new, and it works, and I'm like, boom. And then there was another one that was like baby animals. I'm like, my son loves animals. Baby animals, this is perfect. He's already in the car, and he's fussy. Boom. Give him the new book. Brand new for the free. So I was excited about this. And again, it's all about going with the flow. And I took it like as this recognition because I hadn't seen any around our little town. And so it was great. Like, oh, wow. Like there is one. And it's the hospital across the street are the ones that are responsible for. But I was like, oh, great, little library. So we're still working it out. We're going to have a little library of our own at some point soon, hopefully. But it was just nice. And if we hadn't, you know, done the series of events where we were at the doctor's and then we went to this particular park because there was like two that we were choosing between, and we chose this particular one to take this particular path after the park to get to this little library, and then to go to Grocery Outlet, and then to go to Staples to get the hole punch for my planner. Like, if we hadn't done those things, like, I wouldn't have come across the little library. And so I believe the universe is always working in our favor. The universe, God, the goddess, the Lord, the lady, the all, the energy, like whatever you call it and whatever it means to you, I believe it. It's always working in our favor. If we just continue to look for the positive and look for the good. And so I am choosing to look for the positive and to look for the good and to go with the flow. And so my challenge for you in this coming week is, when you find that things are not going as you planned, or just even if they are going as planned, to look for these little things that pop up, these little reminders from the universe that you're on the right path and you're doing the right thing, and embrace it and roll with it. And tell me about it. Come over to the Keep It Light Love page on Facebook and share it. At this time, it is an open page. It's not just me posting. You're able to post if you want to. So come on over to the Facebook page, Keep It Light Love. Tell me what's going on. Hop on the Instagram and send me a message. And just let me know how you're going with the flow this week. For more on Keep It Light Love, to connect with the Keep It Light Love community, and to participate in Tell Me Something Good Tuesdays, visit facebook.com/keepitlightlove. I'm also on Instagram at Keep It Light Love. That's it for this week's episode. Stay empowered, stay motivated, stay encouraged, stay inspired, and remember to keep it light love. I'll tell you no matter.